real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Automotive Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet, so please tell your friends about us on the internet. Okay? Anyway, today, the big topic is the traffic. People are getting stuck in traffic for hours, and they're doing road work during the day, and never mind the traffic, never mind about business, never mind about anything. If you've experienced the mainland, you never see them working the roads during the day. They work it at night. Okay, your political leaders, the mayor and the governor, should have common sense and think about the people, the businesses. That's what they're in office for. The businesses, not their own pockets. But yet, election time like now, they come out and say all these promises and the things that they did and all that, that is not true. They think you, the people of Honolulu and Hawaii, is blind. I mean, they can do this road work at night. But, I don't know. Okay, we have a caller online. Valerie.
Yes. Hi, how are you, George?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing wonderful.
Good. Now, I have one question. You're running for office, right?
I am running for office, George, yes.
For what district?
District 29, which is Kalihi, Palama, Iwile, and Chinatown.
Good, wonderful. I'm glad you called, because yesterday I was stuck in that traffic on Dillingham.
It was horrible.
Yes. Now, I don't see these people in office, you know, planning for the people. I don't see that. And the other thing I wanted to ask you.
Uh-huh.
It's about safety check.
Okay.
A lot of states, I think there's 40 of them, that don't have safety check anymore because the federal funding was cut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the $20, $25 that people pay for safety check, nothing goes to the city or the state.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the mechanic doing that safety check.
Right.
And who pays for the administrative costs? The taxpayer.
Exactly right.
Who would do business and not make a penny? Nobody.
Nobody.
And the biggest fear that I see, if there is a big accident, like what happened way back in the 50s on Kapuhulu and Campbell Avenue. There was a theater, and a 58 Chevy rolled over and killed the people going to the movie.
Yep.
Okay. Now, That would be a big lawsuit against the city or the state. Because if the car was defective, and I come across a lot of them that are defective, scary, and they pass safety check.
Right.
So, I would recommend that if you can, help us get rid of safety check.
You know, I actually agree. I believe if that's the majority of the state. That's 40. And safety check, what I know to be about, there was a bill about safety check elimination about two sessions ago. And what it was is the bill wanted to exempt the check statewide. And they wanted to go from 1 year and replace it for 2 years and give an exemption for brand new cars. And I think the new car exemption actually passed and is in law right now. In fact, I know it is. But they tried to completely do away with it, but it was difficult because you had opposition from the police and they were citing public safety. And then you also had opposition from mostly on Oahu, but you had opposition from the safety check places and the insurance companies. It was soft opposition. The police are the ones that really opposed it the most. But the big issue that came up in the hearing was the places doing safety checks are actually diminishing. So they don't really want to take on the liability, as you mentioned earlier, of doing safety checks. But interestingly, although majority of people in Oahu opposed it, neighbor islands were completely in favor of getting rid of it. So, so the bill crossed over and it went to conference committee, which is the very last leg on the, you know, tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in language to just have it neighbor islands only to exempt it. But ultimately, it died in conference committee because the DOT killed it. They applied some pressure and they actually killed it. And so that gets me back to the DOT. The Department of Transportation wants to raise gas tax, and they want to raise registration fees for vehicles and the big and safety checks and safety check fees. This is going to be a huge battle next session. Is all of this and you have Ige that was just in the paper last week in the news talking about Department of Transportation. I'm sorry. Department of Transportation. I think I said taxation. My bad. But anyway, so, I mean, he wants to help them raise all these fees as well, and it's just unconscionable to me. The reason why DOT wants to raise the fees, as you mentioned, there's been $400 million federal funds that have been done away with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why the federal government took it away from the Department of Transportation is because the DOT is not paying back the $9 million funds that they got for various projects in Hawaii. So they want to rob for Peter and pay Paul, and they want us to pay those fees. And I just can't fathom that. But, you know, George, this is exactly why you need strong advocates as legislators, you know, to mm-hmm. take on these battles. Because
mm-hmm.
I have family and relatives in the neighbor islands. I spent a lot of time in Hilo, and I got to tell you, you know, this is the same premise as DEC tax. I mean, this is just unreasonable. If
yes.
the DOT can't manage their funds and provide enough leadership to pay their own debt back, why should the people of Hawaii have to do it? I mean,
that's
they
right.
shouldn't.
That's right.
And that's where I land. That's me. That's my stance, and it's not going to change.
That's why I look at all your opponents. And that other guy, I really don't like him.
Oh,
that guy, and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Fermo Diao, I think.
Yeah. He takes advantage of everything. Take advantage of the people of Honolulu and puts his campaign banners or posters on the light poles and the telephone poles. And that's illegal.
Yeah, I got to agree. I mean, I'm a lawyer, and I can tell you that the Hawaii Revised Statute does have laws against it. You know, it's frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we can't really, you
know,
other people's campaigns. But yeah, it's.
But the thing is,
I hear what you're saying, though.
Valerie, the thing is, if this guy can take advantage of that kind of stuff, what will he do if he gets into office?
It'd be terrible. Very valid point. Yep.
Terrible. That's why I looked at everybody. I talked to all of them. And, you know, Valerie, you're the best. I endorse you.
Thank you so much.
Because you talk to somebody, you get that feeling of if this person is good or not, or if that person is in there for their own pocket.
Yeah.
Like long ago, I talked to the candidates running for mayor of Kauai, and there's one lady, I forgot her name now. She was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, you know, you're going to win. And she did. She did. Not Yukimura.
Yes.
Okay? And I watch all of the candidates in District 29. And you are one that don't take advantage of the people.
I do not. And nor will I ever. That's not how my parents raised me. That's not how my community raised me. I was raised to take care of everybody. And that's why our slogan is Together We Can, because it takes a village. And, you know, you have to have a heart and a calling to be a public servant.
Yes.
Because, you know, it takes so much work and energy, and you have to be able to get up early and go to sleep late and do it again and again and just want to do it more and more and every day. And that's how I am.
I know. I've been watching everybody. And I've been talking to everybody. And when you talk to somebody, you get to really get that feeling where they're from.
Yeah.
So, yes, I recommend District 29 to vote for you. You're very good.
Thank you so much. I would humbly, request everybody, the listeners in your district, I would be honored if they would vote for me this August 13th primary election. And I would be even more honored to serve them in the House of Representatives.
You know,
truly my honor.
And talking about the police department and safety check?
Yes.
Just to prove a point, my vehicles don't have safety check.
Oh.
For the last 4 years. I'm trying to prove a point. It is not enforced.
I'm glad you brought up enforcement, because I didn't mention this, but this is a point of contention that kind of bothers me and is concerning. Essentially, what you're doing is taking police powers of enforcement, and you're giving it to these safety check stations, these guys working there,
mm-hmm.
to actually enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a real problem with that, because, I mean, I know they have the legal authority, but it really is the police.
That's right.
That is supposed to enforce the laws. They shouldn't be delegating it to guys working at the check station. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And the other thing, Valerie, they have to take the VIN number off the safety sticker.
Yeah.
If they're going to continue, take off the VIN number, because with that VIN number, they can take a picture, go to a locksmith, and make a key. Then that's the modern way of stealing a car. That's the modern way. Yeah. No.
Well, and not only that, how many times have I gone to my car and my safety sticker is half peeled off because somebody tried to steal it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a nonsensical bill.
Yeah, because I know for a fact that Oregon doesn't have safety check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arkansas did away with them too.
So we need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Cut the costs.
There you go.
Yep. But anyway, you got my vote.
Thank you so much, George. I really appreciate it. You've got my contact information.
Yes.
And if anybody else wants to learn more about me, they can go to www.valdion.org, and you can leave questions for me on the contact page, and we're really responsive getting back.
Okay, email me, and my web guy, Bob, will put it on the internet.
Okay, what's your email?
www.georgenita.com.
I got it. I will do that.
Oh, my email. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. That's a web address.
Yeah. My email is georgenita@hotmail.com.
Okay, I'll do that, George.
Okay.
All right. It was so great talking to you.
Oh, nice talking to you. Thank you.
All right.
Good
you
luck.
Have a great rest of your Saturday and weekend, and I'm going to get back out there and go canvassing.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Break time?
It is. We're back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
She's real fine, my 409, she's real fine, my 409.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Last week, remember I was talking about how bad the construction was during the day?
Yep.
Well, guess what? Because you know I play music. It's 24 hours a day.
Really?
You can drive home at 2 in the morning. Like I play at a club, the club closes. I drive home 3 in the morning sometimes. They're painting lanes or they're fixing guard posts or put, there's always construction on the south.
Hmm.
Which I don't understand. With so much construction, why the roads are so bad. They're always working. And then my friend's street, they pave it. There's nothing wrong with the street. They just show up and start paving. And he goes out there and asks them, and they said, well, it's on the schedule. And he's like, well, why don't you guys come look at the streets first, figure out if it needs to be paved, right? Because you know how you have the, like, cul-de-sacs?
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough traffic. That pavement will last for, like, 40 years. You know, like you do your driveway. You don't repave your driveway every 3-4 years. But over here, they just have these schedules. And you know how people notice it's right at election time. They start paving everywhere.
Yep.
And right by my place in Waimanalo, people that drive through, I will call and confirm this. They're putting in a left turn lane. They've been working on that left turn lane for 2 months already. The sign has no end date. It just says starting construction. I'm like, are you kidding me? 3-4 months to put in a left turn lane is embarrassing. But I just wanted to clear that up for you. They work 24/7 on this house.
Hmm.
Side roads, which I understand they need to be fixed. And like you were saying, why did not they work at night? But they do. But my friend who does construction and road work and stuff says, if they work near a certain neighborhood, if the people call and complain about the noise, they move the work till the morning.
Hmm.
But again, you and I would say 2 people, 4 people are inconvenience for a night or two versus thousands of people trying to drive to work and get their kids after school. I don't know.
Yep.
So, as always,
hey, Bob,
hear your call. Yeah.
Wait. You're off the air. We're talking about in your home state.
Maryland doesn't have safety inspections.
And then you were saying something about the law enforcement there cannot stop you.
Yeah, there are certain car violations, which I thought in Hawaii, safety check was one of them, but you said it wasn't. I know there are certain things that if it's wrong with your car, they can't stop you for that. But if they stop you, and I was pointing out, you know, in the movies, like, what's the famous movie with, like, Jackie Gleason and Burt Reynolds? And Jackie Gleason's at the... Well, anyway, the whole joke was they would walk up and break your... Like, you say, why'd you pull me over, officer? And they break your taillight with the nightstick and then go, your taillight's out. And then, now, once they... So this is America. Once they stop you, now they go, can I see your license, registration, insurance? Oh, by the way, you know, blah, blah, this, and your tires, this. So once they stop you, they got you. I mean, they got you for all kinds of stuff. But over here, I see people like bald tires and cracked windows, and it's insane.
Yep.
You could make $1 million, which I told George I wanted to start a private company just doing vehicle inspection. I drive around. I take pictures of the car. I won't approach you, so I'm not going to have you shooting at me. Like I was saying, I'm driving. I would take videotape of people violating the traffic law and send it to the police and go to court and say, yep, I was behind them. You ran 3 red lights.
You're going to have a big bullseye on your back.
Yeah, but I'm going to be rich with some big bodyguards. So it's always take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yep, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, people get really upset in the traffic, like yesterday. The traffic was from Kapalama Canal on Dillingham going towards town. The traffic was horrible, because they were repaving Lilyhurst Street from King Street up to Vineyard, I think, or something like that, but it was blocked off. Anyway, the traffic was diverted towards town, and naturally, everything got jammed up in town. Now, if that's going to happen, then put some police officers at the intersections to flow it through faster. There were none. Anyway, who's at fault? Who else? The chief. The chief is the mayor. You don't look at the Department of Transportation. You don't look at the police department. You look at the mayor. He's always running for office saying, I promise I'll do this, and I promise I'll fix all the potholes. Did you see potholes fixed? I'll pave the roads. Did you see roads paved? Only this year, but not last year, and the year before. Okay? Does he go around shaking hands last year? No. He's doing it this year because he's running for office. I don't know. I'm just calling a spade, folks. So if you're in favor of the mayor, then that's your kuleana. Anyway.
We have Kimo from Makaha on the phone.
Kimo.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, George, this is Kimo. How are you today?
Still alive.
Yeah, you were talking about road rage earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, there's so many crazy people out here, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm on my way to town, this Wayne and her boyfriend on the side, she got mad, walked right out in the traffic, had to hide the screech, come to a screeching halt. She's upset, her husband, her boyfriend, walking right out into the traffic, George.
Wow.
Anyway, this road rage is something else. I get, you know, I try to turn, be a law-abiding citizen, you know, let people in. But
mm-hmm.
coming down Red Hill towards the stadium, it's bumper to bumper, and these guys go in the left lane. All of a sudden, they cut right in front of you. No signal, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the guys flipping them the bird, just making big noise just because he's cutting in. You know, they have no respect, George.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sad. It's so sad.
Yeah, another thing. I heard you talking the other day about some ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
My truck not running so smooth. What's the deal? If I put that ethanol, you think it'll help?
I know it will.
What will it do to my engine?
Make it healthier.
And clean it out, huh?
Yep.
So where can I get that ethanol?
I have it.
Oh, I gotta come to Macomb to buy the ethanol from you?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I'm the only one that have it.
Oh, wait, no. All right, George, well, you have a good day. I'm enjoying
you
your
too.
Program.
You
keep
Thank
up
you.
The good work.
Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Well, anyway, Steve, he's now telling me his car, when he starts it up, it runs rough and chugs around, and the check engine light goes on. So he doesn't run ethanol. So I asked him, do you know what the octane is? He assumed it was 92. It wasn't. It was 84. A lot of you in Hawaii are losing gas mileage like crazy because of the low octane. The lower the octane, the less gas mileage you get.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It got lowered when they brought in the idea of putting ethanol, because ethanol does give you better mileage. So they don't want that. So bring the octane down. But bringing the octane down damage the engine and also damage the transmission. On the newer cars, the transmission is controlled by the computer. When a computer senses engine faulty or engine knocking, it tries to retard the engine. But there's only so much retard it can put in. After that, it slips the automatic transmission. Now, when you slip the automatic transmission, what are you doing? You're wearing it out. So, a lot of people say, oh, my car runs okay. Yeah, but it's slipping the trans. That's why you're thinking it's running smooth. With the trans slipping.
How does it slip the trans and that's wearing it out?
It lowers the pressure to the clutches and let it slip. So on the old cars where there's no computer, the car speaks to you. Because for one, it starts knocking. and the knocking sounds like marbles in a tin coffee can. Okay? And if you can't hear that, you can feel it jerking like it needs a tune-up. So, you can't run fuel below 100. In the old days, people all ran premium, or most of them, because premium was the only one that the engines didn't knock. Regular knocked. Everybody had problems with regular. It knocked. And the regular's octane back then was 98. 98, folks. How can you run 92 if 98 knocked? They put in an anti-knock. Okay? Premium back then was 104. Fantastic mileage. Fantastic. And cars ran great. But when they lowered it back in 1975, down to 92 and 87, they had to add an anti-knock. The anti-knock chemical was called MTBE. Okay? 30 years later, 2005, EPA says that's got to be removed because it causes cancer. Okay? Now, if you go look at history, way back when Henry Ford made the first car, he ran it on ethanol. He made the statement that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. But did anybody listen? No. Rockefellers got in, drilled the ground, took oil out, made gasoline. Gasoline's exhaust produces carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. Ethanol's exhaust makes oxygen. So it's a no-brainer. That man, Henry Ford, was a very intelligent man. Very, very intelligent. And by the way, all of his cars was black. You couldn't buy white. You couldn't buy red or silver. Black, only black. See, that's this way he has no problems with people being particular on what color they wanted to get. All of it would be black, and he would sell all of his cars. Nothing would be left over. Okay? Now that's really smart. Like the Ferrari. Ferrari's all red. You only can buy red. Well, if you want to buy white, silver, or black, or some other color, you have to bear an arm and a leg and order it special.
You're talking about way back when, right? Not now. Because now you have options in colors.
Yeah, because cuckoo. The reason Ferraris was red, and only red, and I talked to him way back, is for safety. He said, yes, the human being sees yellow first, but locks the eyes on a red, a special color red, with a little yellow in and stuff like that. So his red was a special red, and it was made red because he didn't want that Ferrari coming down the highway at 100 miles an hour and somebody cuts him off. Okay? Because when you look in the rear view, you're going to see this red thing coming down really fast and you're not going to cut in front of it. So that's why the Ferraris was red. Okay? Break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway even dried spills. And yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and Harvey Maeda is on the mainland with Hot August Nights. Oh boy, I missed that one. Hot August Nights. Over 6,000 classic cars. Oh, I tell you. You know, another thing I found out is, you know, on the mainland, old classic cars don't pay registration fee. How's that?
I wonder what year they consider it old classic cars.
60s and down.
Maybe they have the senior citizen discount.
No, seniors, that's senior citizen.
No, for the car, though.
Yeah. The reason being, and they said, this guy from DOT in Oregon said that the reason being that they don't charge those old cars any registration fee is because they're hardly on the road. Very seldom on the road. So that makes sense. But over here, I said, boy, they don't care if you don't drive it for 2 years. You pay registration fee. It in storage. And it's a humbug. If you want to drive it, you got to go get the plates all out again and all that. It's terrible. But anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
Okay, we have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
George, how's it?
How are you?
I was MIA. Oh. Not here, MIA. I gotta look for you now. Me and my car.
No. We're forced to close down the business, but we're in the process of opening up again. And, you know, I met Rod Tam at Zippy's last night, and he said, yeah, good. Open up again and show Bishop Estate. They can't keep you down. But anyway, it was a big issue between myself and Bishop Estate about the roof leaking.
Right.
They wouldn't fix the roof. 2 years. 2 years. Never fixed the roof. Now, I can understand if they didn't have any money. Hello?
Bishop Estate?
Yeah. You know, and when they did the roof, the roofers were grinding it, and the dust that was coming off was asbestos and lead. And I tested it, and it tested positive. I called EPA. EPA tested it as positive. But they closed the project down, and 6 weeks later, they're back again. And the same EPA guy tells me, oh, no, that was a mistake. Yeah. We know better.
Right.
So anyway.
How can I get ethanol?
You just give me a call. Call my old shop number. It calls all forwarded to my cell phone, and we can set up a meeting place, and I'll bring you the ethanol.
Okay. Hang
on. Okay?
Okay. I have a couple of questions. You know my Toyota? This lady, she's kind of an alcohol freak. She wipes down my seat with alcohol rag or something. What's it gonna do to my material?
Dry it up.
Yeah, it would age fast quicker. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't do it anymore. Is there something I can? Do you have a spray for upholstery stuff? Could use.
Well, you can wipe it with ethanol to disinfect the seat, but then after you're done with that, you got to put some kind of preservative on.
Mm.
Yeah. Like silicone or... Silicone. Yeah, silicone or... if it's leather, then it has to be hide food.
Yeah, it's not leather. It's porous material.
Oh, then silicone's fine.
Silicone spray.
Yeah.
Does that help the pushing like along the door and stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Anything rubber or plastic.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Oh, thanks, and I'll call you soon.
Okay.
Great, thanks.
Bye. Aloha.
Hey, what happened to Dean today?
I think he's stuck in traffic.
Oh, because there's a caller calling in and wanting me to ask a question. Did he get to check that Hele gas station?
Yes.
And
it did.
What's the update on it?
The premium is at 84. And he didn't check the regular, so he was supposed to check it today and give us a call. Okay, hopefully he does before we go off the air. Okay, so.
Yeah, okay.
No fault insurance Okay? Not all doctors take it. Yes. If you have an accident and you're at no fault, it's supposed to cover your medical. A lot of doctors don't accept no fault insurance. So, what the heck is it? It's really difficult, almost impossible, to get any doctor to treat you for no fault insurance.
Why don't they want to accept?
I don't know. I never asked. It must be because of the hum of collecting from them.
Okay. We speaking of the devil, you got him on. Dot 3 Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. Yeah,
your ear was itchy, eh?
Still yet, Shell is the best gas, and I'm trying to do my yard work now. That's why we're always going to have ethanol. You know, with our lawnmowers and our weed whackers, we cannot depend on just plain gasoline. It has to have an extra ethanol mixture to it. I could have never gotten my lawnmower started the way I did
Did you
today.
Check the heli station?
Oh, the heli station. That's why it was selling for $2.17 a gallon last week. It was $84.
What about the regular?
Oh, I was too scared to test the regular. I mean, if the 92 should be 84, I'm too scared to test the regular. I don't know if I would have gotten a reading.
Yeah, well, when you have time, go check the regular at the heli station and the Shell stations.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting to find out.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Okay.
Thanks, Dean. Anyway.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 724-1080. Don't forget, vote for Valerie. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Dayan.
Dayan. She's a good lady. Very good. She's running for a District 29. Very good lady. Okay? The other thing is, there's pipes sticking out. You know, these trucks are carrying pipes sticking out the backside. And by law, they're supposed to have a flag on it. It's a wonder nobody got hit by it. Anything. You know, I see it all over. And, you know, Bob, I know you see it too. Nobody does anything. In the old days, the police would pull them over and tag them for that. Today, no. And the other thing that I was told down on the other side, the west side, where the rail is going, they're having sinkholes. Yeah, they have sinkholes happening. And Steve and I talked about that last night. And we're thinking that when they dropped the pillars in the ground for the rail, they kind of made the water go around it. And when the water went around it, it ate up or eroded the ground, creating sinkholes. Because there's not just one, there's several. So, I don't know. We got to think about that. You know, because the pillars may start sinking later on into the ground. Okay? Now, the floods that happened from Hurricane, what was that hurricane's name?
Hurricane, you mean tropical storm?
Yeah.
Darby.
Well, whatever. Okay? The flooding that happened was not from just rubbish from people's property. Go look, folks, go look. The streams and rivers were always clogged up. They were never maintained and cleaned. I really get bent out of shape when a politician says that it was from the properties, people's properties, and not the rivers. The rivers was always clean. It's never, never cleaned. Come on. If they cannot fix the road, why would they clean the rivers? Okay? All this is unnecessary. And the freeway by the Vineyard off-ramp going west, that drain over there has never worked good. Whenever there's a good-sized rain, it puddles up. But did the governor do anything about it? No. He don't care. Because the people don't say anything. See, the saying in Hawaii is, no saying, no make noise, because you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but you know, like, there's certain areas you know it's always going to flood, so...
Yes.
Seems like they should do something about it before... Yeah. But, you know, I heard on the news that they did clear up some places to make sure that it drains because of the, you know, anticipation of the storm.
Mm-hmm. After that storm came.
No, they cleaned up some places before the storm. Yeah. I forget which areas they said.
Yeah, two or three. Well, there's... And a lot of the debris went into the ocean. And the poor people are having the canoe race right now in the polluted water. Okay? I talked to Carol Fukunaga, council member, and told her that they can disinfect that water with ethanol. Because ethanol will not kill the fishes or the crabs or anything, but will kill the bacteria. ethanol.
But that's too much water to disinfect.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when you start swishing it around and stirring it around, it'll disinfect it. I mean, better than nothing, you know. Ethanol is a disinfectant and not a pollution thing that kills plants, seaweed, crabs, or fish. Just kills the bacteria. So that's a thought of using ethanol. It's very good. When you go to restaurants, they have that hand sterilizer. That is ethanol. See? Ladies, expensive face creams that's supposed to make them pretty is ethanol based. So, okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay, I like this this saying that somebody emailed me, and I thought it was really nice, and I would like to say it on the air. Okay? This old couple, very, very old, very old, who look like they're in the 90s. They asked the wife how they managed to stay together for 50-some-odd years. And the wife said, it's a long time ago, it started a long time ago, that people back then, they did not throw things away when it was broken. They would fix it and keep it and not throw it away. I thought that was really nice. And that's so true. Because everything today, people throw away. Oh, I got a flat tire. Throw the tire away. Get a new one. Oh, my husband did this. Time to divorce him. No. They fix it. They fix the relationship. They fix everything. And that's the way the world should be. I thought that was a really nice saying. Okay? Anyway. Please cut out the road rage, because you gain nothing. Nothing. You don't get there faster. You don't get richer. You don't get anything but trouble. Ignore it. Forget it. Listen to some good music and cruise. That's it. Anyway, that's our signal to leave. So please be careful. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.